text. Hans Christian Andersen's own fairy tale, number 2. In Copenhagen, Hans Christian lived in an attic in an old house where he had a good view of the city. But there was one big fact that he could not see right under his own nose. The plays and poetry that he wrote were not very good. Hans Christian made friends with among them was Jonas Collin of the Royal Theater. This kind man collected funds from friends to send the young writer to school. Hans felt most at ease with children. He ate his dinner in turn at the homes of 6 friends. In each home, the children begged him for stories. Hans told a tale so vividly that you could see and hear toy soldiers marching and toy horses galloping. And he could make the most wonderful paper cuts. These are kept today in the Andersen Museum, which is in the house where he was born in Odense. Andersen remained single all his life. The good Collin family, 3 generations of them, became all the family he was ever to have. They all loved him, but they advised him not to write any more poetry and plays, and to try to get a government job. They talked, as he later made the animals talk in his story. "I tell you this for your own good," said the hen to the ugly duckling. "You should learn to lay eggs like me." In the ugly duckling, Hans Christian told the story of his own life. When his first book of fairy tales was published in 1835, Andersen didn't think it would be successful. But children read the stories and wanted more. So, encouraged by their interest, he began what we know today as his great work. For 37 years, a new book of Andersen's fairy tales came out each Christmas. The books were full of everyday truth, of wonder, of sad beauty, of humor. Children and their parents had never read such tales before. Andersen's tales have its way of telling us the truth about ourselves. He looked deeply into the heart of things. Even in a child's toy lost in the street, he could see some story with a light of gold in it. All of us laugh at the humor of the emperor's new clothes, but we remember the story every time men pretend to be something that they are not. Although he was now famous, he was more kind-hearted than ever. One day on the street, he met a man who had once treated him badly. The old and unhappy man said that he was sorry for what he had done. Andersen forgave the man and comforted him. The prince, who had told Andersen to learn a useful trade, was now the king. He invited the writer to his palace and told him that he might ask for any favor. Andersen replied simply, "But I don't need anything at all." He was already loved all over the world. The awkward figure and kind, ugly face had become so famous that his friends, the children, recognized him wherever he was. His books were translated into many different languages and read all over the world. He was received at the royal courts of Europe and admired by many kings. The greatest writers of the day, from Dickens to Victor Hugo, looked upon him as one of themselves. Among them, he at last learned happily that it doesn't matter if you were born in a duckyard, as long as you come from a swan's egg. Happiest of all was the day he returned to the duckyard, nearly 50 years after he had left it. All Odense took part in the great celebration for the shoemaker's son, who was now the prince of fairy tales. A great dinner was held in his honor. That night, hundreds of people came to his window and called to him. What was then in his full heart, that gentle heart that had been lonely for so long, was best expressed in his own words. To God and man, my thanks, my love.